following the council discussions in recent weeks in the Gazette to add $1.45 million to St. Albert resident taxes to be part of Edmonton Metropolitan Transit Service Commission, EMTSC. The correct council decision is a no-brainer, no. If I have the facts correct. 1. Edmonton is keeping control of their services while St. Albert is all in, giving EMTSC control of our services and delivery. Edmonton, as the largest player, keeping control removes EMTSC abilities to get the hour reduction and cost savings the consultants identified from the biggest partner. 2. Multiple regional municipalities have made examined the changing EMTSC and decided not to participate. 3. St. Albert percent of funding has increased from 18% to 26% and 36.9%, with only 8 months identified. If you make the identified $9.30 for 8 months a full year, the EMTSC 2023 cost to St. Albert is $13.95 million. 4. Ridership has not returned to pre-COVID levels, which the business case was based on. Given the changes in workplace, some will stay continue to work at home. So a likely ridership shortfall should be factored into cost for service. It's going to cost more than estimated. 5. Is the additional $1.45 million tax increase is for 8 more months for 2023 or is that $2.175 for 12 months? From the facts presented, St. Albert should pay whatever is contracted when the St. Albert signed EMTSC agreement. For now, until Edmonton is all in, to opt out. Too many unknowns which likely mean more, not less, dollars in the future for St. Albert to EMTSC. Take the remaining St. Albert budget for EMTSC and focus on providing improved commuter service on the 3 lines heavily used commuter lines. Worst case, take some of the $1.45 and use that for improved commuter service. Council, time to say no to EMTSC and no specific 2023 transit tax increase. No need to throw another $1.45 million, or larger for 12 months, into a regional transit theory that no longer represents the initial regional team approach. Bob Fisher, St. Albert.